Yes, 2 years of Maseches Nida by the Rosh Hashiva, Shir Chav Gimel continued, Aleph Cheshem Heitav Shemem Vav, October 16, 1985, on Wednesday.
Hey, Hamakalas Simin Dogi, he's also clearly, and when the Mishnah says he's not clearly, that represents the view of the Rabbonot, who say even in the case of Hamakalas Simin Dema Chayav Eis, he's not clearly. The Rabbonot, some more short machlech is new of the Rabbonim. I'm sorry. The leaflet number that you behold, so the more discussion is not, I'm sorry, the more discussion is not just as Rav Meir says, in Zohar Teshet, in Zohar, in Teshet, Teshet, in Kibor, by the colors from the Hebrew, higher the age, so we should say the same thing, the Gabi Dogin, that's the Gemara discusses first, here the Gemara's Kashi is, that you the whole, that I'm a Paris, Kim Hatiho, so then she's male, not male, I'm sorry. She's male, because Yep Shalit Sirasakeber, one second, because Yep Shalit Sirasakeber, the way down, some male, by the Palestinian dogging, true that she's not related, but let her be clear needle, because Yep Shalit Sirasakeber, the way down, why is this different? And another Hatziret and a Shafer subject? I'm sorry. And I want to thank you, I mean, for bringing it to my attention. I'm sorry. The leaflet number Rabbi Yehuda Behov, the leaflet number Rabbi Yehuda Behov, because the answer is a terrible done, I'm sorry. The Omar Mishloki is the Machlekeshi, the Rabbonim. Machlekes in your rabbon that the Gemara Chaname, this thing and Matalas Kinyin Dogin represents the view of the rabbon who say Efshal Yitzchak Hakeva B'Leidam. But according to Rabbi Yehuda who says the Efshal Yitzchak Hakeva B'Leidam, so then she is still needed because there was dam also, she just didn't know. Rabbon, Rabbi Yehuda Ma'afiyot in Rabbi Yehuda, Atkan, we come to the Rosh Hashanah with Abich Tiche, the Odinam Bikorish, the Abich Tiche, Abu Berlilei, with the Hach Mishne, the Omer Abichel, and the Yepshe, the Yepshe, the Yepshe, the Yepshe, so that is all right, if we explain the Bible Shite, not on the basis of the Yepshe, the Yepshe, the Yepshe, but on the basis of the fact that the Tiche itself is a unified dance. Then we say, Hatikha is possible to say, it's originally it was down, and then it became solidified. But by Kinyin, so it couldn't have been originally down, and solidified into the shape of God. But according to what the Gechanan said, that the time of the second washing in the Morris, the time of the building is because the actual terrible done, so what? So it shouldn't make any difference. So whatever piece is discharged, it involves bleeding also. Living a bleeding hope, mandi masne hach rishne masne hoche. The vechen vishot is damas avaye, the machlis is shnuyo vabonim. Dramas.
Thank you.
So at first the Gemara explained it according to the Russian in the Gemara before, that the reason why Rabbi Judah says that I'm a person in Chatzicho. So she's mayor because it's Obidi Kolish, the other Chatzicho. But now the Gemara asks, according to the explanation that Rabbi Judah is based upon the principle of the excellence of the terrible example, so it should make any difference. Maybe in when I was going over to the Gemara, the eyes for a moment
straight down,
sir, like, and into a mayor. So that's why I said it. But the sound. It's a real mirror. My Omar Abdul Mashmur, my tiny little mayor, Hoyo Binemro de Mitzire Kiyoda. Why does the mayor say, why did I say that you tell us, that you tell us, she in the Himo, Chayo, the Yor, and so she's near the Yech, after all, it's not a human being, the blood is not the human being, because the Torah applies the expression of Yitzire, Rigabe, the Himo and Chayo. And now, where is the passage?
Oh, yeah.
So the Torah uses the expression Vayitza in respect to the Himo Chayovilo. Now, and the same expression of Vayitza is used in respect to Odo. Benches, veins, post exact in respect to the Himo Chayovilo. So the Torah uses the expression Vayitza in Benches, veins, prosecutes. And in respect to Odom, the Torah uses the expression by Yitzhah in Bereshit Beis Posuk Zayin. By Yitzhah Adishem Elikim Es Odom Ofa Mi'adom By Yitzhah Be'hapov Nishmas Chayim By Yitzhah Odom Nefesh Chayim. So by the word, it seems the same term expression by Yitzhah is used in respect to Odom and in respect to Himo Chayovilo. So Mele, if it's in the shape of the Himo Chayovilo, it has the din of his blood, which is Mele. Omar Rabbi Yerushalmi, my time of the Ramea, for the name of the Yitzhiraki Odom. Elo Beato, Hamapeles, Mustami, Behei, Inei, Mele. So the question is, so then fish too, Tani is a big fish, it's a sea monster. So they are by fish, so a mayor is made that she's not really, only by the name of Chayavot. But if you say that the reason is why Reb Meir says, by the name of Chayav Rov, so she's Meir Lady, because the Torah applies it to the expression by Yitzhak, the same expression that the Torah applies to Gabi Odom, so the Torah applies the same expression to Gabi Fish, as that it applies to Gabi Odom. When the Adam appellates Mishnan Tani, the unit male lady, how do the name of the Yitzhira Kodo? Where does the Torah use the Russian Yitzhira by fish, by the name? Not Yitzhira, but the equivalent of Yitzhira. Bria. Shenema by Nibra Lekines and Anin and Jelis. So, and by Nibra has the same meaning as by Yitzhira. Or it says, Amre, don't you tire me tire, and don't you grie me tire. Now, behemo chayabio, so the Torah uses the exact term of Anitza, that the Torah uses in respect to Odo, Mashenke in respect to fish, to Tani. So the Torah uses the expression Vayimu, grie, not Anitza, and in respect to Odo, the Torah uses the expression of Vayitz. Yes, So the Moses says, Amre, then Yitzhira and Yitzhira, then don't bring Yitzhira. Why not the minute, what it has the same meaning? But Tommy Gerb Shmuel, the Shabbat in the Boat, and the Yishiva to be, the Hei, you need my Bria and Bria. All right, you cannot learn how to say a Shove of a two words that have the same meaning, if they're not the exact word. But the Gabi Odom, the Torah uses not only the expression by Yivro, the expression by Yivro as well. And by Yivro is used in respect to Tamini, to fish. So maybe we should learn how to say a Shabbat, that the blood in the form of a fish is also considered the blood to be becoming the mother too much later. They did my prison clear, you see, by Yifra Lichinus, all of it's only. And here it says, by Yifra Lichinus, I mean Mandele. So the Lord says, Amra, by Yifra Ligupe, by Yitzer Liachnui. In other words, where does the Torah mention by Yifra? This is always a little confusing. So in Rishis Aleph, Pasuk of Zion, the Torah uses the expression by Yibra Lekim Zodom Zitzalmei Zitzalem Lekim Bo'eisei Zohar Lekim Bo'eisei. That's first. And then in Rishis Dei, later on, in Rishis Dei, Pasuk Yutes, the Torah says, by Yitzer Adishem Lekim, that Yitzhak Hashem Elohim in Adom, no, I'm sorry, no. In gracious days, Pasuk Zion, the Torah says, by Yitzhak Hashem Elohim is Odom, also in Adom, by Yitzhak the Apoch Nishmas Chayim, by Yodom, the Nefesh. So Mele, the Gemara first said, since by Hebrew is mentioned first and by Yitzhak second, so the first time that it's mentioned, that's Ligupet. The second time is Lachmuyas, it's a purpose. So the Gemara says, Amle, by Hebrew Ligupet, that's not a purpose. So you can't put subject it to Yitzhak, only when a certain Pasuk, word, is a purpose. it's not necessary, because it was already mentioned once by the Torah. By Nivra Jerusalem Tzal. Why the Torah had to mention again by Yitzhak? So it's funnel. It's a purpose. So melee it can be applied in exertion. But Mashenkin by Nivra, that's necessarily Bukhe. By Nivra Jerusalem. You don't need Tzirin and Tzirin, because that is fun. So the Lord says, Adarabu, by Yitzhak is okay, by Yitzhak. I think it is Rosh point now. The Lord at first tells that inasmuch as by Yitzhak is mentioned first, and by Yitzhak later on, some melee, the by Yitzhak is Yitzhak, has to be applied to Yitzhak, because it's the first time that it's mentioned. And the second, I just one second, please. But see, the first time that it's mentioned, that's what you see. And the second time, that's what you see. But the Moes, why do we have to make such an assumption that the first time is Rebuke and the second time is Rafmuye? Maybe the second time is Rafmuye. And the second time is Mikufe, and the first time is Rafnuye. Adarabe, by Yitzhak Mikufe, by Yimbo Rafnuye. But there is a slight difficulty. Why did the Gemara say Adarabe? Usually when the Gemara says Adarabe, it means the logic is the other way. Why should we say the logic is the other way? We explain what the Gemara said before. That you understand? Because by Yibo is mentioned first. So you cannot say it's superfluous. Because until now the Torah has mentioned that man was created in the image of God. So it's not superfluous. So it's not funny. But second time is fun. But why should we say you're the reverse? That the second time that is mentioned, that's Rebuke, and the first time is Rafi. I mean, that's a little difficult.
Mentioned as a superfluous word,
and the superfluous words, why did the Torah have even two youths in it? So, on the contrary, the fact that the Torah managed to put in two youths to emphasize the uniqueness of the human as it is distinguished from the other animals, so that means that the main purpose of the Balitza is to give us a description of unity. So mainly we have to say that this is the good, even though it's mentioned second, and the first one, so which does not emphasize the uniqueness of the human personality, so that is like. That's why the Torah says Adam. Adam and the Bayit are different, because at all there are two groups in the Bayit. And we see the Torah is deliberately emphasizing the uniqueness of the human personality, but that's the good way, not just as a purpose thing. Bayit are different. Bayit are three. And begun Briya and Briya, El. Kajitsa is Mufni Shemso. Mufni Gabi Odom, and Mufni Gabi Behemo. Because as far as the same word as Kajitsa is concerned, so it's Mufni Gabi Odom and Gabi Behemo. Kajitsa. But Mashenki, the term Kajitsa, so true, Bayipo is mentioned in connection with Odom, and it's mentioned in connection with fish, Tamim. So, Gabi Odom Mufne, Gabi Tamim Mufne, because it's not mentioned twice, Gabi Tamim, so it's not Mufne. So maybe we cannot learn out of Zereshove when only one word, Zereshove consists of two words, in two separate sections. When one is only Mufne, the other one is not. My Mufne, Gabi Behemo. So you say that by Yitzhak is Mufne Mishneta, Mufne Gabi Odom, and Mufne Gabi Behemo. So we understand that why the Vayitza in the precious place, Posit Zion, why the Vayitza is moved. Why? Because it's already mentioned by Nibor in the Torah itself. So it's moved. But the Vayitza Galdeimo, so it's not mentioned two times, that's what the Nibor assumed now. So why is it moved? Vayitza Galdeimo, the King Adam of Okai is a father, the story of Hashemai. So, that's not Mufne. So where is Mufne coming in? It's not the purpose, because it has to be mentioned.
What? What it has to be mentioned?
That the Bein Shalom created, the behemoth and the highest, Mi'adomo. So my Mufne Gabi Behemo. Ilay and Ilir Siva Yasal Kines Chayeso Ore Uchsi Vay Yitzer Avishem Olikim in Adomo Kol Chayes Asode So you could say that the Mufne Gabi Behemo is Gabi Behemo Vay Yitzer is also Mufne because it's mentioned in another passage Vay Yasal Kines the Yasal Kim is Chayes Oretz. In Breshi Salah, Potsik Hafei, Vayasa Lekin Eschayas Oores Lemino, Vesabeimu Lemino, is Kovenes Ha'adomo Limnei Bayaro Lekim Tekei. So it's mentioned already that the Rebbeinu Shlom created the highest order as in Behemo. So why again does it mention in Reishis Beis Tosit Yukes Vayitzar Adishem Lekim Na'adomo Kol Chayes Asode? So it's a first word. And then it's mentioned again by Yisrael Hashem Elokim Adomo Chayes Asodeh. So Gabitinch Gabitano Namatmini Mitne Tirsi Veskol Remes O Adomo, because in the same posse Vayasal Kinus Chayes Oretz in Breish Salet Posse Kofei Vayasal Kinus Chayes Oretz Olino Vesadeno Olino Veskol Remes O Adomo Mineo Yaro Kinti Kei. So it's mentioned, so it's more assumed that that premise Adomo includes fish too. Anything that's there, that frees, even fish too, that's what it's more assumed. 1 second, please let me. It's called premise Adomo, that includes fish too. So, so Kabetan Namatun is the city's called premise Adomo in Grish Saleh, and then he says again, by Hebrew Shemesh Nami Mabili. So the Lord says, no, in Breish is Aleph. So we don't mention the thing, because it says that the Skol Remes Adomo in Neu, that means the Remes is in Adomo, not in the water. So Atanim fish is mentioned for the first time in the Posik of Tanim. Remes is Sivoson Yabojil. Anyway, so what did the Gemara say? That the reason as to why we learn how to keep a shopping of Behim or Chayobim from Odom, because the Vayitza that is mentioned in connection with Odom is Mukhne. The Vayitza that is mentioned in connection with Chayobim is Mukhne. So it's Mukhne Mishen Zodim, so the Vayitza that is mentioned in connection with Odom is Mukhne. But what the meaning in connection with dogging is not good. O my Nakimine, we move them to Tadeho, we move them to Shinshari, Nakimine at all. We can learn how to say the Shote, even if it's not moved them to Shinshari, even if it is moved them to Tadeho. Nakimine, Yom Rabbi Mashmuel, Shinshari Mishmuel, because the Shote Shinshari moved them to Tadeho, and we made him Meno. Mufti mitadechot, the Rabbi Shmuel we made him the Mishidim. The Rabbonon we made him the Mishidim. We made him the Mishidim. With the Mishidim Dodim, the Behakir we made him the Mishidim. The Rabbi Shmuel who says that Mufti mitadechot is we made him the Mishidim. So then, what difference is there between Mukim Mitzadechot and Mukim Shnei Dorim? Because even Mitzadechot is remaining in the machine. You cannot just get it there. My name is Dal Mukim Dorim, Akhine, Deich, and Mukim Mitzadechot, and Mukim Shnei Dorim, Mitzadechot, Yalkino, Mukim Shnei Dorim. Roche Afner, Achmo, Lebeu, Mishnei Dorim, Keich, Ado, Nigna, Mukim Mitzadechot. Apachet rei de robe masnu in ich mit der Blässe und ich kurz. Kol zeh shove shim mufne kol inkea. Kol zeh shove shim mufne kol inkea. Uri meidu in the shim. Mufne. So even if there is no mufne. Not even in one. So we still can learn out. But then if there is a pirche. So we can be burnt. But without the pirche, we can learn out, even if it's not mufne at all. Mufne mitzadechot, the Rabbi Shmuel made him eilishim, the Rabbonon made him umishivim, mufne shneizdodim, the Rehake made him eilishim, for Rabbonon, mayi kebim mufne mitzadechot, ishim mufne kol mitzker. So,
it's
Lemaidin Mishim. Both are Lemaidin Mishim. Even if it's not Mukne at all, so it's Lemaidin, but Mishim. And even if it is Mukne, but if it's not, Mishim is done, the only one says, Achot. So it's all for Mishim, so what's the difference? הנה, איך אני אשכח את כל מוצאים לסבך את השינו וכלי כאלה דבלב להייס לפרחס דבלב להייס לפרחס there is no פרחס but there are two alternatives we can learn how to do a shove where that is not mostly for the care and if there is a shove in two words that is moving לסבכות so then the one that is moving לסבכות is priority and that has to be subjected to the גם רילון, שהקינון של מופי קוליקיה, וגם רילון מופי מסלח. והוי מי פריקה, and here, so there is a פרחה. So that's why we apply the ביצה of the other in Behemo, because it's מופי משנתולי, not the ביימו of other in Tatanini, because it's only moved it's because here there is a pirche. What's the pirche? Meshivit on Yitra. Malay Odom Shachayim Mitanem Mechayim. Masheinkei Behemo. All Odomim, so is not Mitanem Mechayim. וכן אומר רב חייה ברב רב יחן היית לרבייה הוא יבנם בו במציר את יעוד בבית מדברים פה לא כשבי יעשית עם אסחייס אסחייס הסודר חתות גם לא דמוק נדו כשבי יצא אגב איתן לב מוק נקסיק פאחים ובכן גם איתן נם מוק נדו שבקו יעשו לרם כדומו ומנתנים יכול מלך משני זו נפי כל בי יושב שנפקו יצא למהים מהן עובד פלוי נושי הם נשים עם בפלוי יש עושי אבל הם מהן נושי יש עושי נשים ואפילו יש לו רבון שמואל דימוי גומוי Now, where do we find the machleitis between Rabbon and Mishnah? Rashi says, the head of the Kapur. Shmuel Gimoy Gomor in Rabbi, the Hanu we came up, they know what you wish in the word of God. I mean, that's an unusual thing, right? You know, the first of Machlekes between the Shmuel and Rabbon, and we don't find it in any other place. So Rashi says, Shmuel had it, the Kabole, and this is the only source for that Machlekes between the Shmuel and Rabbon. לא חבר אחמורי קבון, כי מתפדח מה שמשים לך יצאו שמר ישכן את המרחן וקמי, שכל מיני שכל הארו, אבל אני מתפדח מיני משים משים וקוליקיה, אני לאחת אני משים מה הייתי מתפדח משים וקוליקיה, בוחם מהי פיר חיקי כלמה בוחם בי ישור לצנע אודום, מצ'ומי, כי כל מיני יכול להיות גם לחי את אבל אני משים שני דודים משים די משירים, ומיד מה פריה, 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 מיתן, משים מתפדח לו, ומשים מה יצאו לסובב, פיר חיילי שכן איתם לחי, מקבל תומן לחי, משרת ומשאות ומסדיר שתי יודעת את מיירים. סימא דיילו, תולקה גם דוגים פחים עלי, מוצאים כדי אחדו, אבל גם בהם עוד, אם לא דוגים זה פיר חי, אז לא יפחים עלי, כל זה מוצאים משאים דויס. פיר חיילי פחים עלי, מוצאים משאים דודים, יחידו מבחיה לרד ביומה שמואל כהן. So, according to this Gemara, the reason as to why, the reason as to why Rabbeya says that Amatelis means Behemo Chayo Dov is Meo Leide, because Nema Beyutzire Kiyo. Omer Rabbane Elmato, Amatelis Mishar, אם תראי, שנמח עם ריצה הורים ברוח, Omele Havi Makatelis, it's impossible for just to be scary half. But sometimes it's possible that the woman is scary with a ball, an object that is like an Eben. Eben in the Makatelis. How it's not half, how good Gushik, El Mata Makatelis, what is possible. The reason is why that may I hope that my talents can be higher here so related because in the higher all is an intense being. The way it has a certain similarity in all. What's the similarity between the being or higher or off? It's not like it. And Odom, that the eyes, there is a resemblance in the eyes. Because just the creed in name means Kishalom. Shreer Shadayim, Rashi says, the pupil of the eye, Hadarobu Behemo, is bound in the Behemo Kishalom. Avodidog in Lavavavu. So it's not an amazing expression. According to Rabbi Yonah Shmuel, so it's on the basis of the Rishon. According to Rabbi Yechaneh, Rabbi Yechaneh, it's not on the basis of the Rishon. But because there is a resemblance between the human being and the Behemochite. Elamata Makkelis Nishnochosh, Teini Kereyot, Koyu Bilgal Galini, Agulot Shalom. Because the Nochosh is also similar to Nochosh. Some male, he should be male lady. Pichitim lach name, lazy nochosh, why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? Eton nochosh, habalani nochosh, you can't have a number that way. You'll see the interior. I will hire a right wing there. You'll see the interior. So that's why the Mishnah mentions, the male mentions the Mishnah, but him a hire doesn't mention nochosh. But in lach name, my contra mea, my fellas, in nochosh, is also male. So the Moras Kashe, how can you say that the fact that the behemoth has the same kind of eyes in them, has eyes that resemble bound, that resemble the human eyes? So that's a male. And the contrary, we see in Chayas that's considered the move. If the behemoth will have the same eyes. As a human being, so she's the boss move, and she's fully called. So it's a raya that the behemoth doesn't have the same eyes as a human being. If a behemoth would always have the same eyes as a human being, why should she consider as a moon when she has the same eyes? There's a normal thing to have the same eyes. But a moon cut off. As she called Lady Ogle, she showed them, so it's a balas moved by them. Lui Kashi, Hobby Uchme, Hobby Tier. So Kashi says, Uchme Shocha Shadayim, the pupil of the eyes, Habo Ogle, the king of Kodo. And that is not the move, that's no offense. Behold, it only the Habo and the Tier. That's the Mikinesha, the slit, the holes, the slit. Where the pupil is located. And when the Tyrian came the slit, the Mikinesha line, Loyago became a bottom. The Adogo, and suppose the slit in the Behemo is also bound, then it's in. That's not a normal thing. Was it a pupil of the eye should be bound? That's a normal thing. Kabjani Omar Khan Tang Rajmeir, Hoyubinya Milkis was named Kishalodom. The reason so again according to Kabjana again it's not based upon Israel. But because of the Svara. Why is the Svara? Because the eyes are in the form of his bones by the aim of Enchaya, just as by the enemy. Mashinkin by fish. So the eyes are on the side of the fish, not in front. That is certain types of the OWL, certain kinds of birds. So these birds have the eyes in front.
Owls.
What?
Owls.
Okay. But Sarmaya only says that Amatalis seem made in the form of Chiri the Puppet owls, but in the form of other birds, not Chiri the Puppet. Then Sarmaya is made, she's not really Mace. I'm coming in like this, Amy and Miriam, but I'm here to pay the higher bill, a hundred days. My so. So the Khanina says that Smirin like the Mayor became a Chayo, the Dibur Chachomi in the Eve, Mai, Ile, Mikari, Jipuke. So both have the same eyes, that the eyes are in the middle. So why do you make a difference? Mai, she became a Chayo, the Chachomi in the Eve, Kai, Vename, Elop, Shite, Bishore, So the Rav Chanina in Antignes is machzia, like the Chachomim Bishoreites. That means that only the Chachomim say she's not merely, but according to Rav Meir, she is merely, Michal Rav Meir from Bishoreites, Chasur Emech. But, אני מתקיצים לי גם ילדים וחי ועדים וקל ויחוקה וחכון נשורי ושכם מלון יחוי נמוה לא מכיר לי ופוקה אבל נשורי כמיילו והתניה בניחוס אמר לו, אז תודה כמה אז נדעים פה בחי ועדים וגם מי יפלז וחכון מלין יפלז ובאי כסטיבודק so we have to investigate so מה נדיבודק לא ולגם מי יפלז So melee, we have to investigate and determine whether the fetus that she aborted looks like Chiria di Kipupe or like another bird. Amar Abaha Breda Adi Kaloi, Kipode Rabon, Yamre Chiria di Kipupe, Shole in Kesloi, Why should you put any name of a chayo? Who is the age when you rest this daughter? They have the cheeks like other. Ravashi. Chile de Kipuke, Eid Atsiri Balayo, who come up dim in the hospital, Eid on the farm, is a cry at night. This bird,
you do.
Hasura Mahasura Bhagavatam, nearly the Rabneya, they know the Chayat, but I didn't carry the book, they know the book of the Torah. That's what we see Rabbanah, we see the Chachon near Rabneya Shoreis, and me and Anna, the time of which the mighty shade is to become Rabbanah, that's what they mean Shoreis. Inish in the name of the book of the Torah, and how the Chayat is in the name of the book of the Torah. So that means, according to Rabbanah, 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 So, here is the book of the Yachon in the Bible.
boi mine rabia mine rabdeir de rabmeia de oma behemo bin yisho zlad mar yehu strange gemara kibu bo bio gdush mar so rabia mine inquire tam zeir according to rabmeia the teen fey woman miscarries a fetus that is in the shape of a behemoth, so the mother is made as if she miscarried a human fetus. So the shalayeh is behemoth b'meyisho lad ma'ayu. And the fetus happened to be in the shape of a babe. Is she Mekudeshes or she is not Mekudeshes? Remind Naftimine, what's Naftimine? Le'atzure ba'achelisa. Now let's see the Rashi. No, there is no Rashi in the Sota. Alright. Le'atzure ba'achelisa. So the Rajbo points out now, how would one assume, who is saying to my name? Rab Zeira. Rab Yirmiye inquired from Rab Zeira. So, Rab Zeira is the one who said to my name, Latzor Bachelis. And the Rajbo says, no, it's all part and parcel of the Loshin of Rab Yirmiye. So Rabbi, it's a hemshah, it's a continuation of Rabbi Yirmiyeh's loshen abaya. The minach mine, why do I ask? La'atzur ba'achelis. In other words, whether in kedushin status he wants to marry the sister of that fetus, she has an older sister of fetus. So then he cannot marry her if kedushin is not fetus. He wants to marry the older sister of that fetus. Why not? So Gemara says, "L'meim redechaye." Look what Rashi says. "L'meim redechaye o achel so minitzer el bechaye o the miser." Did I say the Rashi? I think it's the Ramban who says it. That it's all part and parcel of the washing of Rabbi Yirmiyeh. So Rashi explains it. Lemeimre dechaye ho achiso ho achiso mitzrael bechayel. The mitzrael achisishel bechayel. Because the halacha is achisishke lach, achisishke is meteretz. I mean, that's a hetagombo. I mean, my great grandfather. So when his first wife was the daughter of the Nitziv, died, he married the younger daughter of the Nitziv. Achei Sishte, Lachem Sishte, is Hetagom. The other Arayas are certainly also the Tzichameise, mother-in-law. After the wife's death, he certainly also. There is a machlekes anoyim in Sanhedrin between Rabbi Kibben and Rabbi Shmuel whether there is a chiyuv sreife. Chameise is a chiyuv sreife. So there is a machlekes whether the chiyuv sreife applies even lacham mizishtei or lacham mizishtei. There is no chiyuv sreife, but of course it's oser. It's oser. Mashen kin achise is the only elbow of Kreda Sishtei, that Lacham is a Sishtei is Mitaris. So Rashi says, Rashi explains, Lemayna Timine Le'atzure Be'acheisa. Le'atzure Be'acheisa. So, So then there is So Rashi explains, So Mele, since Rabbi Yehoshua is the question, whether Kedushin is deepest, and the Nafkimine is, as Rambam points out, and that is probably the Pshat of Rashi also, that Rabbi Yehoshua was the one who said the Nafkimine is, whether he can marry Achiso of that fetus, that was miscarried. So the Gemara says, what kind of Nafkimine is it? It was miscarried. So she's not living, assuming that the Kedushin was status. But she's dead. So Lacham is a sister, is allowed to marry a sister. So what kind of Abaye is it? Obviously, the Yirmi assumed that a fetus in the form of a behemoth, Bimei Isha. Well, here the Mishnah talks of the case of miscarriage. But Rabbi Yirmi assumed that can be viable too. So in the case where, let's say, the father was mekabel kedushin for that fetus, and that fetus turned out to be in the shape of a behemoth, complete behemoth, and that fetus is living, was born in the shape of a behemoth, and he wants and is living, and he wants to marry an older sister, whether he can marry an older sister or not. So that means that it can be viable, an aberration is viable. So, v'homa rab yudam rab, v'homa rab meya ralo, hoyu v'mine yiskayu, said, rab yudam rab said, that the reason is why rab meya said, that hamapeles, kini behemo chayo behev, is imit neoleido, even though it's impossible that it should be viable, but since what kind of a fetus was it in the form of a behemoth? Now the same fetus when it's given birth by behemoth mamish, not by a woman, but by behemoth mamish, so then it's certainly viable. Here it's not viable because it was given birth, or it was in the womb of a woman, but the same fetus in the womb of a behemoth, not of a human being, of a woman, would be viable. So mele, the ima is neoleido. So the implication being that in this particular case, where the fetus was in the womb of a woman, it's not viable. The reason is why Rabbi Meir says the mother is neoleido, because the same kind of fetus in the identical shape in the womb of a behemoth would be viable, thus implying, but in the womb of a woman, it's not viable. So mele, the whole shaila cannot even be visualized. It's not viable. So what kind of nafkamina is it? He's certainly allowed to marry the older sister. Omar Abacha by Yaakov, Atkani Biu Rabiyami, the Rabzeeli di Gichu, the Lugoch. Now, all the Shem say, that's why the Gemara is strange, but all the Shem say, I mean, you couldn't say anything else. Not ask each other that Rabbi Yirmi really had his heart. First of all, I mean, such a thing, so it's not only that she couldn't live very long. Now, let's see the thesis. Thesis says, La tzura b'achis li'in gufa li'boye im habo le'o chaya b'shishis. Oy, im chaya b'ahir. Why doesn't the Gemara ask Ishaile? Let's say, in other words, according to Rabbeinu, the mother is neoleido, so she's considered like a human blood, somebody will kill that lamb that is in the shape of a behemoth, that is in the shape of a behemoth. So will he be chayiv nisei, or he won't be chayiv nisei, or he won't be chayiv nisei? Why doesn't the Gemara ask the child? Maybe Rav Meir only says, not that Rav Meir holds that a fetus in the male of a woman has a din of a human being. It's a special aloche that the mother is male later, but a human being it isn't. It's a behemoth. If it's in the shape of a behemoth, so it has a din of a behemoth. So maybe there is no chayiv nisei. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the child? So that certainly, in order to be chayav nisab, so then she has to be 3 years old. That is a pshitas that such an aberration, such an aberration or being could not survive for 3 years. So, you see, like in a higher dimension, you see, that's be Pirushono, shall we take Trefe? In order, because Hayel is a Trefe, is potter of Nise. He's potter of Nise. So, and they certainly couldn't survive for 12 months. Umiyo have a Muslim boy, in Oribea, Hayev Skile, Kidin, Haboa, Labeno. In other words, because in Gabe, Bala Behemo, there is no Shir of Mushan. Only a human being, a woman, there is Haloche of Gimushan. But Rebea Behemo, even if it's Rebea Behemo that is Yemechot, or is Chayav Nisei, so the Gemara could have asked. In other words, what's the Pshat of Rameya? Does Rameya say that Behemo b'nei odom has a din of odom? That's why the mother is near later. Oh no, it's not as a din of odom. It's especially just a cause of ligabe tumas later. All right. Now, so we saw that Rashi explains the Gemara, Limeimra dechaye, because Achesol nitzra el b'chayel, the nitzra achesisha el b'chayel. The Ramban says the pshat in the Gemara is not Limeimra dechaye, because since he has the kashe, he has the abaye, whether the kaddish of the fetus, so can marry her older sister, so, and Achesol is only Osel Bechaye Ishte, so he is assuming Rabbi Yomie that she can live for some time. No, but Gemara says the name of the Chaye, not only because of Achaye Ishte. Even if the Abaye would be in respect to Chameis, not Achaye Ishte, the mother. Rabbi Yomie said, Nafkimine Linachis. But suppose Rabbi Yomie says, Nafkimine is whether he can marry the mother of that fetus. And the mother is Asuro even Leacham Mises Ishti. So the Gemara has the Kashi. But what kind of Abai is it? Can a father be Mikabel of Dushin for an Efo? Of course not. He can be Mikabel of Dushin for a child, a daughter. Even if it's Yemechot. But for an evil, he couldn't be Mikabel Yidushin for an evil. Suppose the father will be Mikabel Yidushin, for the fetus that is in the womb of his wife. See, his wife is pregnant and she's expected to give birth. And he thinks that she'll give birth to her. So the father is Mikabel Dushin. And let's say, according to Rav Meir, that Odom Makne Dovo Shalu Boleilu. But then, she miscarries the fetus. So of course, it will be Igloi Mutzrim Afreya, then the Kedushin or no Kedushin, how can Kedushin take effect in an evil? So here, this kind of a mutation, of an aberration, you know, of a behemoth, of a meisha, so he is not viable. Some men of Kedushin couldn't be taking this, assuming that according to Rameya, it has a status of a human being. But what kind of a human being? A dead human being, not a living human being, because it's an evil. So the kasha of the Gemara is not directed against the fact that Rav Yirmiyah inquired in connection with Achaseh. Even if Rav Yirmiyah had inquired in connection with Chameseh, so still would be the same difficulty. So the Gemara says, Lamei Lechaye. Thus implying that the same fetus can be viable in Bimei Behemoth, but Bimei Isha, it's not viable. It's not viable at all. It's not a question of surviving for a long time, 12 months, you see. It's not viable even for 1 minute. It can be born dead. That's all. So how can you be Davis? So what is the answer? What's Rabbi Yirmiyah? Rabbi Yirmiyah assumed that it's viable and can live, I mean. So Rashim explained it. I mean, that's why it's so strange. That Rabbi Yirmiyah, only Rabbi Yirmiyah's purpose was to make Rav Zeira laugh. Because Rav Zeira was such a tzaddik. He was makpid not to laugh. Because also Yodom Shimale Pif's Rake, the Rabzera Machmefei, because also Yodom Shimale Pif's Rake doesn't mean that one is not allowed to laugh, then we are all very silly. Right? Also Yodom Shimale Pif's Rake means, you know, there are certain people who like to laugh all the time. Whether there is something that provokes laughter or does not provoke laughter, they have to laugh. It's like the people in television, you know, so somebody is supposed to be funny. So he says jokes, even if it's stupid jokes, there is nothing to laugh. Everybody laughs, because they have to laugh. Maybe a machine laughs, I don't know. So also the Odom Shimale Pif's Reich means there are certain people who like to laugh all the time. Even if there is no provocation for laughter. So that's also. That's also. Doesn't mean Chassid Sholem that one is not allowed to laugh? In the country, I mean, it's not it. But Rav Zeira was such a tzaddik, Rav Zeira machmir tvei. So in other words, that's why Rav Yirmiyah tried very hard to provoke laughter in Rav Zeira. But Rav Zeira was such a tzaddik. So he didn't laugh. Not that came within the Yisrael of Osolodom Shimali Pipsrei. Osolodom Shimali Pipsrei means if he laughs all the time, you know, always ready to laugh. So that's an Yisrael. But Rav Zeira Nachman Tvei, not to laugh even when there is a provocation for laughter. It's strange remark. Why should they? I mean, it's a power, I mean, that Rabbi Yirmiyah should do that. I mean, it's a power, I don't know. Anyway, this is what the Gemara says. Not anything can we understand. I mean, there is probably a reason for that too, but we just can't understand it. That's all. Now, the Tesis Rosh cites, quotes Yerushalmi an hour and a half. Very strange Yerushalmi. The Chodosh in Yeredeye, Menschen wie Yerushalayim. From God in Menschen wie Yerushalayim. Now, you'll think that this is an impossibility. But Chas v'Shalom, anything that the Gemara mentions is possible. It might be very, very rare. Once maybe in 5,000 years, not once in a century. But anything that the Gemara mentions, no matter how strange it appears, is possible. Now, the Gemara talks about a Vlad being born, where the face is of a human being, the son of base, and the goof is of a behemoth, or vice versa, I mean, all kinds of things. Nitzur HaSodom, Kol Tzur HaSodom, all kinds of cases, situations, such strange aberrations. One would think that that's impossible. And the Maskilim who had no Emunah in Chazal, so ridicule the Gemara in regard to these things. You know, there are certain people, you know, who think they are enlightened. So anything that the scientist says, they have faith, blind faith, no matter how ridiculous it appears. But if the Gemara says it, so they laugh at it. Such things never happened, according to our records, you know, that a woman should give birth to a child, a living child, not that he survived for a long time, but who lived for a short time in the shape of a behemoth, or let's say such monstrous, you know, shape, I mean, that the face was of a human being, and the group of a behemoth, vice versa, or the face of a fish. I mean, you think, I mean, that that's impossible, only in fairy tales, you know. So, you can get upstairs. But, I'm a little older than you, and until the American, the United States, dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, no one, not a scientist in the world, knew of that possibility. But as a result of the American government dropping the bomb, that was when? How many years ago? 40 years ago. So it just celebrated, you know, the anniversary, the 40th anniversary of the dropping of the bomb, you know, on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And at that time, so one was not allowed to criticize it. I was very upset with that. After all, the American government, I mean, that's the best, I consider that, and I still consider that the American government is the best government in Umi Ceylon, throughout the Goles, throughout the millennial Goles. That's such a terrible thing, I mean, a bomb which killed 100,000 men, women, and children, innocent. But at that time, I was almost lynched by certain people. I was very upset with that. And as a youngster, I had a lot of chutzpah, so I criticized it. So one director of Yeshiva Sabzikohono, a prominent person, so he became so angry at me, I thought he would start hitting me. You couldn't say a word. Unfortunately, it was done by President Truman, who deserved so much because of what he did to the Jewish people, you know, in recognizing Israel. But that was a blunder. Now that we celebrated the 40th anniversary, so everybody of the American government, you know, justified it. They had to do it. Because they were at war with Japan, and Japan didn't want to surrender unconditionally, so they had to do it. So everybody justified it. But the bombing of Arafat Yimach Shmei's headquarters in Tunisia, so that was, well, President Reagan, to his credit, he justified it. But all the others, the effect that, but that was the situation. Anyway, so then, in all the newspapers, I remember I read in the New York Times about it, and then I read in books about it, that months after the bombing of Hiroshima, some of the women who survived the bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki gave birth to all kinds of monstrous children, babies. Children who had the face of a human being and the goof of a behemoth and vice versa. So then scientists tried to explain it, that has to do with radiation. So, you see, whatever is mentioned in the Gemara is possible. It might be very rare. So no one knew about it. So with this Ardone, so let's go over the thesis of Rosh, the Yosha. I mentioned the Ardone in order to understand that while it seems so strange, unbelievable, but it happens. Leom Rabeya, look at this source. Leom Rabeya, Elohoyel, Ubimine Iskaye, Vitenes of the Rahmanino Taime, Mikro, Digoma, Yitzire, Yitzire. So it has nothing to do with the fact that the meaning is Kaya, but because Yitzire, Yitzire, Vyesh Reina, the Mikomo came. So if time is kaya, that to the Odom, the Doroshi is kaya, the Hoshi Blade, the Damrinon, the Shi Motel, the Chai Vyomus. That's at the end of Om Beis, Chabdimu Om Beis. The Hamapeles, Ton Rabban, Hamapeles, Gupotom. I told you up to here you should go over. I mean, but that's the next piece of the Nora. Ton Rabban, Hamapeles, Gupotom. In Nimik Meyalade, the Zel Gupotom, Rab Meir Imer, Kedish Inotel Nachai V'Yomus. V'chamo Inotel Nachai V'Yomus, Rab Zaka Imer, Ad Arku. In other words, if she was Mapelis, Mapelis a fetus that the lower part of the body was completely missing, so then it is not the mother, is not Mary. So we see, Yesh Rima Mikol Mokim Tzorch Taino Yiskayim, Dafil Biodom Bidovo Shemim Yiskayim, Lichoshim Leire, Kidam Hunon Kidei Shinotim Nachai Vyomus. Vitele. So even though the reason is why Rav Meir says that our palace came in the Hebrew Chai of Eid, mother is near lady, is because we will never be Yitzire Kidiodom. So that's, but we have to resort to the town that such a shape in Bimei Behemo would be bad. Would be bad. The Tene, Michael Polich, Leime, Hodi Koma, Hoyo, Bimini, Miskai, Heinish, Miskai, Miskai, Avon Zein, Miskai, Miskai, Avon Pochas, Miskai, 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 what's the Gemara's kasha? From Rabbi Yirmiyah Sabaye, we can deduce that Rabbi Yirmiyah took it for granted that such a mutation is viable. If it's viable, so the question is, so how can he ask whether he can marry the sister? Because it's viable, he assumed it's viable. He can ask Shaila whether he can marry the sister, because if Rabbi Yirmiyah had assumed that it's not viable, so he certainly can marry the sister, because even if the Gdushni states Solacham is a sister, he is allowed to marry the sister. So obviously Rabbi Yirmiyah assumed that it is viable, but Rav said Lomo Rameya Hil Vimirim Iskayim, the same kind of fetus in the Behemoth, in the Behemoth's womb, is viable. The implication being that when it happens in a woman's womb, so it's not viable. So how can he ask that Abaye? So the Kashif is maybe what the mayor said, what Rav says, that he's completely viable. In other words, he can live more than the Beis Chedesh. So Bimei Behemo, so it's completely viable. But Bimei Isho, it's not completely viable. But for a few months, it can live. Some Meili can ask the Tabaye, where while she's still living, even though she's destined to die within 12 months, like a Treifet. So, whether he can marry the sister or not, so maybe we can ask the rabbi, so what kind of a kashi is it? That only b'minei b'minei behemo is miskayim. Mashein keim, b'minei isho. So it's not viable even for one moment. So maybe you couldn't ask the Abaye. V'teim elikam, di oma gufei tayish, uponavodom odom. Now, I just want to mention something. In Machlekes, all the shame mentioned it in the name of Rashi. In the name of Rashi. So, I didn't see it explicitly in Rashi, but all the Shem mentioned that in the name of Rashi, and the other Shita, that is the Shita in the name of Rabbanatam, that's mentioned in Tefes, but that's the Shita of Rabbanatam, because the Gemore Omad Beis, I just want to mention it here because it's relevant, it's important. Omar Abiyame Barab Omarab. Hakol Meidin Gufi Tayesh Uponav Odom Gufi Odom Uponav Tayesh Beloi Klum Loi Nechliku Elo Shuponav Odom V'nivro Bai Nachas Ki Behemo Sherebnei Arima Mitzuras Odom V'chachomim Eimrim Kol Tzuras Odom. So what does Rabbi Yirmei Barabe in the name of Rab say? That Bein Rabbi Meir Ubein the Chachomim Armeide, that if a woman miscarries a fetus whose goof is like in the shape of a goat and the face is a human face, I mean that's also possible. Because there were no Oshimo, such things happen. So then everybody is made, even the Chachomim, that as long as the face is a human face, even though the goof is in the shape of the goof of a behemoth, so the mother is male lady, even the chacham. And then even Rav Meir is made that if the face is of a behemoth, even though the rest of the goof is a human goof, but the face is of a behemoth, so even Rav Meir is made that it's not, that the mother is not male lady. When is the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachomim? Rav Meir saying that the mother is male lady, and the Chachomim saying that the mother is not male lady. If in the case where the whole face is a human face, but one eye is a behemoth eye, so then according to Rav Meir, so as long as it has human features, the rest of the face, and Rishayim point out, not only in the case where the whole face is a human face, and just one eye is the eye of a behemoth, even if the whole face is a face of a behemoth, but one eye is a human eye, so a contramere, just one either. So, being human, the shape of a human eiver, so the mother is male, except if the only eiver that is a human eiver is the ear, so that doesn't count. But if it's if it's the eye or the cheek or whatever. So then even a single eiver, other than the ear, so then the mother is kneeling. So why does the Gemara say, Lo nechliku, elo shepono bodom benivro benachas kibeimo, lashminon de korikte chachomin, even if the whole face is a human face, everything, except that the right eye or the left eye is a behemoth eye. So according to Chachomim, the mother is not Mary. All right. So this is what the Gemara says. So the question arises. But Rav Meir says that Hamapeles kinim behim or chayobei. So the mother is nearly. And the Gemara explains that hoy v'nemro bei yitzire kibiyodo. So that means even if the fetus is completely in the shape of a baby, face, good, everything, feet, hands, everything, in the forelegs, I shouldn't even say hands, you don't say hands, forelegs, hind legs, so like a baby. So according to Rav Meir, even if the fetus is completely in the shape of a baby, goof and face, so according to Rav Meir, the mother is near lady. So how can Rav Meir say that if the face does not have one human feature, even though the goof is of an Odom, then the mother is not related? So they say in the name of Rashi. I don't see it Rashi explicitly, but all the Rishonim say in the name of Rashi that Rashi says that Rav Yirmi Barabi Omarav Yisraeli Kanoid and Mandomas and all the Amoroyim and after Beis and Chod Gimel who explain Rav Meir and the basis of Nemro B'Yitzirik Yodom or because in Neyem Deneis Rishalodom, whatever, according to these Mandomas. So Rav Meir Shiti is that even if the fetus is completely in the shape of the behemoth, goof and face, everything, so the mother is still near lady. But according to Rav Yirmi Barabi Omarav, so it's not on the basis of the Alfus Ehoi Lememo Benitzerekor. It's not as much. If the fetus will be completely in the shape of the behemoth, then Rav Meir is made it and the mother is not made later. And because it's not a human being, it's a behemoth. But the machleg, and if the face is the face of a behemoth, even if the goof is a human goof, so Rav Meir is made it and the mother is not made later. Rav Meir is made it and the mother is not made later. But when does Rav Meir say that the mother is made later? When one feature, one eagle, let's say one eye, is a human eye, and the rest is of the shape of a behemoth, so then, misalasvore, as long as there is one eagle in the face that is human, so he has the status of a human one. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yomi and Barabbe. Rabbi Yirmi Barabe and Shmuel. According to Shmuel, so Rav Meir is mitami the mother to male lady, even if the whole goop and the whole face is in the shape of a baby. And according to Rabbi Yirmi Barabe Omarav, Rav Meir is only mitami the mother to male lady, only if there is at least one feature, human feature, in the face. That's Rashi. Then they mention in the name of Ramatam Sivrei Yashar, and that's the thesis. And that is the thesis. Shite. And that's the pshat by most Rishon. So that there is no machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yirmi Barabi Omarav. So Rav Yirmi Barabi Omarav is made that the fetus is in the shape, the form of a behemoth, completely like a behemoth, a regular behemoth. So then the mother is merely. That's because of a special office of Hoyodinem or the Yitzira Kibiyor. Then Rameya mentions another thing. If it's completely like a behemoth, so then the mother is near lady because of Nemro Beitzio. Nemro Beitzio Kriyon. But if it's not a regular behemoth, it's partially certain parts are like in the form of the behemoth, and certain parts human form. So then it's not so common. Then it's not so common. So then it depends. If the face is completely face of the behemoth, and the face is completely the face of a behemoth, and the goof of another, so then Rameya is made, the mother is not Mele. The mother, the Rameya is made, the mother is not Mele. But if the face is completely human face, then even the Rabbonon say that the mother is Mele. But if one feature is a human feature, the eye, one eye is a human eye, and the rest of the face is the behemoth, so then, according to Rameya, the mother is there. So there is a double machlek. There is a double machlekes between Rameya and Rabbanon. One machlekes is because of the alphus. There's the case where the blood that the woman miscarries is a regular baby. So then, on the basis of the alphus, so then the mother is nearly, and the Chacham say no, they don't reduce their selfless. Then there is another place on the basis of Svara, on the basis of Svara, but if one feature in the face is a human feature, so according to Rameya, Eskab says, Eskab Yirmi Barabu Amarab says, so it has a status of human being. And according to the Chachamim, it does not have a status of human being. But if the whole face is a human face, then even the Rabbonon Mitzal Asvore say that he has a status of human being. This is the Shita from the Tam, contrary to the Shita of Rashi, and most Rishonim agree with Rabbi Tam's Shita, not Rashi. Now, I didn't see it explicitly in Rashi, but Rabbi Tam's Shita is in Sifra Yosha, and from Tetris it's much more like that. But Rashi Shita, that is attributed to Rashi, I didn't see it explicitly in Rashi. I didn't see it. They are biyukim, but I didn't see it. I didn't see it explicitly in Rashi. Maybe I missed it in a certain expression in Rashi. I don't know. But all the Rishonim say it in the name of Rashi. Now, let's proceed now. The thesis of Rashi, the Yerushalmi. The second line from the end of the Omer. Tainily come the Omer Gufi Tayosh upon a Vodom Odom holding his kind of Shemokin Kailam. Bishleine, when the blood is irregular behine, so then Rameya says that the mother is merely, even though there's the Alphuse, but we have to resort to the fact that the male behemoth is the sky. But when the blood has a monstrous, a strange shape, that the ponim is of an Odom and the goof of a Tayesh, so neither the male behemoth will be viable, nor the male a woman will be viable. So male, why should the mother be male? It's a very strong question. Tamerly come on Doma Gufi Taish upon a bottom bottom, but in the sky in the smoking guy got it. The Yesh Lema, the Mikoma came, Mashi Yesh, Baby Odom, Umitayosh, Havolechot Kitak. When do we have to resort to the fact that it's beginning the sky? When this thing is, I mean, let's say in the case where it's a regular vein, but in the case where it's ponobodom, so true that we don't find benin in the sky such a thing. We don't find the benin in the sky such a thing. Even for one moment, we don't find. But as far as the face is concerned, it is in the sky benin. But you don't have it, because Benine, it's not only the face is human, but the goof is also human. But as far as that part of the body is concerned, so it's certainly misguided in the human being. Some male, it can have the status of another. Mashinke, where it is something that even the thing that is there is not in the proper form, so then it does not have the status. But so far that is the Rosh assumed that Kufi Tayesh upon a Vodom